front of you. Just wanted you guys to review it and make sure you're...
And the biggest thing we're doing, if I'm not mistaken, is after the 1150, this room gets torn apart to start the new flooring and all that. So Nikki came in earlier today and just talked with me and said, we're going to have maintenance go ahead and remove all the benches and stuff and pull carpet so that Charlie's crew can keep on stuccoing since it's a nice day. But my concern, our concern is if we don't get it done this week, next week will be... almost, it would be too full of a week next week.
Right.
Because we rescheduled a lot of the assessor program times.
For next week.
For next week. They needed to be 2 weeks out. So this is really the only week before we get into December, unfortunately.
Yeah, it won't take them that long, though.
I don't think so. If maintenance comes in like they're going to today and pull benches and carpet, then Charlie's crew just really literally has to slay the flooring, which... Yeah.
I spoke with Charlie afterward, after I spoke with Renee, and he said that they had already arranged it where they were going to come over here.
Okay, the help. Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's the big... I mean, if you notice today, we got a full day, and then the sewer will still be in here tomorrow. With sewer, it'll just be a little more industrial feel tomorrow.
Somebody said last week they were going to...
We're going to go to the judicial, but you guys mentioned... Remember you mentioned you'd be back over here, so we moved them back over here.
All right.
They were fine either way, but they're going to be here for that two to 3 hours. And then the only other meeting we have on Wednesday is Tammy, and she's going to be upstairs, the 911 update.
What about our 1 o'clock today? We're going to, who's going?
I'm thinking about going. Are you thinking about going? We could think about going together, I suppose.
Kind of slow there. I had in my mind it was in Branson, but it's in Springfield.
Right. Now, we've been asked not to mention, other than what they've said, what to
say. Have I said anything yet?
Nope. No. I'm just reminding you to remind
what
you.
What not to say.
Thank
what
you.
Not to say.
Well.
So, anyway, that's in Springfield. So.
If we do that, we're... The Coon Creek change order, is that cut and dried?
It is.
Have construct
yeah,
or
yeah. Great Rivers reviewed it.
You guys have seen emails on it. If you've read the emails, I think it's nothing too surprising. I think I've seen emails on everything.
Yeah, that came out early last week.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's topsoil or dirt in that pole. I think, but maybe something else.
Well, if we decide to go today, you going to drive? You drive me up there and get us there real quick.
You have a tranquilizer? Because you may get a little nervous.
See, I just like when I had a teenager driver, I just put my seatbelt on and pray.
And close your eyes and pray?
No, I want to see it.
No, you don't want to see it.
Oh, well. Okay, looks good to me.
I'm on my motorcycle today, by the way.
All right! You got an extra helmet? You're alive.
I didn't bring my motorcycle today. No. I think it's fine. I mean, we're going to have a tore up room, so that's good.
Okay.
And then Friday, we're back in here. We have a pretty full day. We have a good day Friday here, so. Looks good there. Okay. And then the legislative thing, is that what you were wanting to say?
I was going to do the road easements. That's what Randy's here for.
Is that at 8:30 or is that 9?
No, it's 8:30.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't turn my page over. On Friday, we got Aegis.
Uh-huh.
And I had a little conversation with Eddie the other day about he's been working on our development code, our new code.
Mm-hmm.
And he says there's lots of stuff in it. Lots and lots of stuff that's going to be talked about and controversial and... Oh. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the question I had was, should we, before we have our well-paid engineers come down here from Kansas City on Friday, should we get together and hammer some of this stuff out? Because, I mean, we know what we want. They'll make it happen. I mean, they'll do what they can to make it happen. My concern is it's going to take a long time just from talking to Eddie.
The code wise, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, what this thing at 10:30 on Friday is strictly for us to narrow down our subclasses so that he can get us a code book. We don't even have a code. They don't have anything to present to us yet. You're talking about Aegis, right?
Yeah.
All the meaning of the Aegis is all about those subcategories. Because we had to get the subcategories down first before they could even come back to us with a code book suggestions.
Well, maybe I was.
Unless there's something else I don't know about.
But he was going through a document that was.
By Aegis?
I said that's where it came from. 25 pages long, looked like. And it talks about, for instance, your subclass of R1 or whatever.
Huh.
I hate to bring this up, but I mean, it's things like in those classes, how many horses, how many dogs, how many chickens.
Right.
And yeah, it tells you what those classes.
Right. I haven't seen that document. I'm not ready to even talk about that document. I was prepared for to say, we're going to have 12 classes, and that's it. Because okay. I remember, that's all I was prepared to, because that's all he'd been emailing us was the subclasses and how we're going to break it down, but nothing to do with code because, I mean.
Well, humor me here now.
Okay.
We've already seen the subclasses. I mean, they give us those lists.
The big list, but we're to tell them which ones we don't want. That's his whole thing was. And we haven't told him that.
Okay. But this, what Eddie's looking at, tells you what those classes mean.
Huh.
And,
I haven't.
And if we don't know what they, I mean, if we're not in agreement on.
We can change with, I mean, like limiting horses and dogs and.
Anyway. That wasn't Eddie's concern. That was mine. That we're looking at a big enchilada, and
well, no, I wasn't. I'm not aware of that.
Maybe this. Why don't you guys see if you can?
Would you call Joe Tarvin, Nikki, and just have him give us what he's going to plan to talk to us on Friday about?
Now is it Joe or is it the? I thought it was Larry from Kansas City.
Well, Larry and Joe. They're all in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Where did I get Kansas City?
I don't know. I was going to go with it, but I'm thinking now.
No.
I don't know.
I thought when we canceled this before, they were coming from Kansas City. No? Okay. If y'all got time, I think it might be worth just 5 or 10 minutes with Eddie to see what he's working on.
I just don't know what he's working on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we can talk.
But would you also find out with me just what they're going to plan to talk about Friday? Because. Yeah. My understanding was just these subclasses. We're supposed to agree on these, if it's 20, if it's 12, it's whatever subclasses. And then we define, he's going to give us some code book, and then we're going to say, no, we're not going to limit the number of horses or number of dogs on a piece of property.
Okay. All right. Just didn't want us to waste an engineer's time was my whole thing.
Just wish him to give a second.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Backwoods road easements.
Mm-hmm. They're right here.
Uh-huh. What do you got for us, Randy? Come up here to our microphone if you would.
I think you approved Backwoods Road easement as a Class 6 road contingent on right-of-way and turnaround being surveyed and given by the residents. And so Roy Baker went ahead and had it surveyed and gave me the descriptions and I helped him with getting the easements, and that's two property owners that involved Roy Baker and Maurice Anna, and I have those two easements there, so that completes that contingency.
So the motion was approved upon.
We just need a motion to
acceptance
to accept the easements.
Yeah,
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Okay. The legislative priorities. You directed me to bring it up 1 week ago.
Did you all get to look at it?
I read it, and ours, I mean, I'm fine with this for theirs. I mean, I think if we were going to come up with something like that, we'd add some things to it, but this doesn't contradict anything that I think we stand for.
I don't either. I think it's fine.
It's fine.
This is what we discussed at the Southwest Missouri.
No, this is the area Branson Area Lakes things.
Oh.
It's basically their legislative priorities. And since we're a member of that partnership, we want to make sure that we agree with their...
I haven't seen it, but...
It's right here. It's really pretty...
What amount are you guys going to contribute?
What did we do last year?
$2,000, I believe.
Yeah, and I asked Joanna if she looked that up for us.
$2,000?
That's what we did last year.
Correct.
I'm good with... Do I need to make a motion since we're spending money?
Yeah, we'd have to.
I move that we allocate $2,000 for the Branson Area's Lakes... Is it legislative partnership?
Legislative partnership or something like that. Mm-hmm.
That's how's that? $2,000 for 2010.
And is that to pay for lobbying?
You might say that in a way.
It's well, I don't know if it's lobbying. I don't know if we can do that for lobbying. It's basically for
communication with the
legislators. It's communication.
Oh, okay. I understand that.
That was good.
It's. Oh, right.
Nice word there. Chuck, that's a great thesaurus word. Am I going to second that motion?
I'll second it. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried.
Communication.
The end of last week, I received a call from Jeff Kenyon, Cannonball Loop.
Yes.
He is very agitated and aggravated.
Did we make a motion over the phone?
We did.
Okay, and you were going to hand everything over to Jeff Merrill?
No, we can't do that. We have to do our process. We can't just go straight to Jeff Merrill.
Oh, we have to have an inspector or something.
We have to send a letter. And I've explained this to Jeff, I'm sure.
He wanted an update.
But they,
and I didn't know what has transpired, so I didn't.
I'm guilty of that, but the process is we send the first letter. They have 45 days. No, we haven't sent it.
Okay, yeah.
Would you like me to send a letter?
Yes, please.
And you can tell Jeff that legal correspondence is going to...
I think ask you to send him a copy of the ordinance?
Uh-huh.
I emailed it to him, like...
2 weeks ago?
No, like 2 months ago.
And I think I clearly spelled out that it can go on for months.
I mean, I drove by and he talked to me and all that. I went by there and my concern is with the guy. The owner is just parking vehicles now out in front of this burned out house. I mean,
is that what happened to Fox?
It looks like a fire from inside is what it looks like. That's why the windows are broke out.
Yeah.
That's why one side of the vinyl siding's melted. You know, and there's a hole in the roof. It looks like a fire. What it looked like.
The wind is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they're not. They're just not cleaning it up.
It's actually kind of halfway clean.
It's clean, kind of, but it's just a. It looks like a decrepit, aging building in the middle of a nice neighborhood. You know, it just. It looks. I think I wouldn't say. It just looks like it's. Yeah, it's. I could see kids wanting to play in there, and it's really just wrong. And they've got some trailers out now in front and boat parked out front. And I mean, I know that we own that street. County does, right? I mean, I can tell you that he's parked well within our easement of that road. I mean, permanently. I mean, because that trailer's within 5 feet of the road surface. So, I mean, we could always have him move that too, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Cannonball Loop. There's if you would just send someone to look at the easements on that road, because I think that there's a house that's not vacant. I mean, it's vacant right now. That looks like there's a trailer. It's been there for a while, parked. It was parked real close to the road.
So, yeah, if you just check, see if we got a 40-foot or what we got.
Whatever we have
you
from.
Check on that. If that's the case, we just call the sheriff. And
say, tag it. Tag it and move it.
While we're on Road and Bridge, just real briefly, I talked to Frank last week about Hidden Meadows, whatever those roads are. In fact, I asked him to send you a note if you're out that way.
I wasn't out there, but I got that note, yep.
Frank was going to ask the girls to look and see if they could find the petition. I'd looked the other day when I was over there briefly. They'd looked for me. Didn't find it. If you could follow up on that. You haven't seen it.
Which
petition for Hidden Meadows? It's like Meadow Lane and Hickory Court. Or
there'll be four or five roads within that petition. I think that's going to be at least 3 or 4 years old.
Yeah, I would think so.
Our office handed over all of the road petitions, so we don't have it upstairs.
The developer's hoping that we took them all in and it just didn't get recorded that way. But if not, we talked about the other day about taking them in without having to go through another petition, the rest of it,
right,
without another petition process. The other thing I was going to ask Jim, if you could, when you got time, Randy, if you could get us the list of those roads, the names, and then ask Jim to look and see if he can find when we approved it. It might say something in the minutes, whether it's just a portion or.
And I just, one thing, so we'll bring up Road and Bridge, and we probably need, I'm sure you got other things on your list, don't you?
A couple other things, yeah.
Frank wanted us to have a work session when he gets back about the amount of roads we're taking in and the cost of maintaining those roads. Friday I had met with him a while, and there's a genuine concern he's got that he wants to have a work session on a policy maybe about taking roads in or because of budgeting, because he's talking about if his actual cost of per mile or per foot is what he thinks it is, we need to make sure we're budgeting appropriately, or at least for maintaining those roads. So anyway, that's something when Frank gets back.
Okay.
But I think we already have a meeting scheduled when he comes back, transportation related. That, I'm sure that'll be brought up.
All right, we're through chasing those rabbits maybe for a minute. What else you got?
We're still holding 2 bills.
Oh, yeah.
Money magazine and what?
HMN.
Yeah.
Do you continue to hold them?
Nikki, I talked a little louder.
Do you want us to continue to hold them?
I'd thought about asking Rick if he could. One of these bills, Rick, is a money magazine for the airport. And the purpose of it, I'm told, is that that's for the pilots that are sitting there waiting. I'm curious, have we been doing that in the past? Do you know?
I didn't ask Mark. I knew that was the response that I would get. We have some spending like that happens, but this is a lot less money than some of the other things we spend. I don't have a problem with it.
But he's done. I mean, he has subscriptions out there anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you say, hey, Mark, let's don't do it next year, don't think it'd be a problem at all, I'd tell him to pay for it this year. It doesn't make any difference. But we've got other spending that we need to worry more about than that, I think. But I appreciate the fact that you guys are looking to do that, those kind of cuts.
Okay. Well, I guess go ahead and put it back in the bills and we'll vote on it. I still don't.
Not what about satisfied. HMN?
The HMN one is, I don't think I'll vote for it.
Travel charges?
Mm-hmm. Travel expenses.
Yep. So you can put it in.
Do you want me to put it back in?
Well, I mean, if we owe it, we owe it. That's what I'm trying to figure out if
it's
we owe
$99.12
it.
$99.12.
For travel expenses based off of everything else.
Has anybody contacted them?
I think I've got an accurate story of what it is. I mean, it just.
I'd contact them and say, hey, I feel like that you're charging us something we shouldn't be charged for if you feel that way, and then get their response before I just withheld it from them. I'll be glad to do that for you if you want me to.
Sure. I'd love for you to.
There you go.
Get me a phone number.
I think that'd be fine.
And what else is there on your list, Nikki?
We're getting pretty close to time, so we can wait on some of the other stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we'll recess for 5 minutes.
All right.
Can we get a copy of those two contracts or do they have them?
No.
Okay, take a look real quick. I'll give them back.